fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
It was the biggest manhunt the territory had ever seen. And yet, not more than half a dozen men knew why Jeff Darwin must be found. The others, a veritable army of famous Indian scouts, trackers, lawmen, and plainsmen, knew only that they were under orders from the United States government to find Jeff Darwin. And in the vanguard was one who knew why. One man who knew that Jeff Darwin had been carrying the complete plans for every proposed fortification of the western frontier. The most tireless manhunter of them all, the Lone Ranger.
Come on, Silver.
It was nearly midnight when the masked rider of the plains thundered up to the small way station at Wolf River Crossing.
Oh, Silver, oh boy. Steady, big fella, easy.
Hey,
keep out of my way and you won't get hurt.
Now, see here. There ain't nothing here worth stealing.
I'm not here to steal. I want to send a telegraph message, and I'm in a hurry.
You mean you're going to pay for it?
That'll cover it.
Sure, sure. Just tell me what the message is, and if you write it out...
It's written. There it is.
But that there mask...
Never mind the mask. You want to send that message, or shall I send it myself?
Do you know how to use the telegraph?
I can manage.
Well, I'll send... Hey, this don't make no sense. It ain't nothing but a jumble of words.
Send it exactly as it is.
But what's the...
Or...
All right. I'll do it.
I get started.
To Washington, D.C., eh?
Request you appoint Smiley Roizen, United States Marshal, Prairie Bend.
The message that flashed across the continent meant nothing to the operators on the line. It meant nothing until it was received in the office of the Secret Service in Washington. There it was decoded and became a comprehensive message when it was handed to the chief.
Good morning, Chief Sanders. Here's a message that came in during the night.
From whom?
The Lone Ranger. He sent it from Wolf River Crossing late last night.
Let me see it.
Request you appoint Smiley Roizen, United States Marshal, Prairie Bend. Roizen can be trusted implicitly. Suggest you tell him how Jeff Darwin is wanted. Not necessary to mention missing plans. May need Roizen as assistant soon. We'll keep in touch with you.
Well, we've given the Lone Ranger a tough job to do. We'll back him to the limit.
Chief.
Well?
We've just put Baker in an office at Prairie Bend.
He's not a marshal.
No, he's our agent there.
All right. Let Baker stay in his office at Prairie Bend. But see to it that this man Royson is contacted and made a marshal without delay.
In the town of Prairie Bend, Aaron York had two men in his office. One of these was Nizer, who'd been his right-hand man. The other was called Blandon.
Blandon, I want you to take complete charge, you understand?
Yeah. Sure thing, Mr. York.
Now, hold on, York. I've been
Nizer, keep your mouth shut. You fumbled every play we've made. When I sent you out to get Jeff Darwin, I gave you explicit orders to bring him back here. Instead, you beat him till you thought he was dead and left him. And later, when I sent you back, you ran into Darwin alive with that Indian. Instead of shooting the Indian, bringing Darwin here, you shot one of my own men and then ran away.
But I told you, York, he was on the point of
screaming. Shut up! You want to know why I put Blandon in charge? I'm telling you. You bungled everything from the start. I learned that the Lone Ranger is looking for Darwin. I set a trap that'll take the Lone Ranger to Mexico.
You can't blame me for
Darwin. I do blame you. Darwin's the one that went to Mexico. He's down there somewhere, and the Lone Ranger is still around here. Through your confounded stupidity that the Secret Service is closing in on this vicinity.
How do you mean?
They've sent a new agent to Prairie Bend.
Baker?
Yes, Baker. And where do we stand? Here's all the stuff we took from Darwin. The plans for the fortification of the West Coast. And we can't decode them because we haven't got Darwin.
And you blame it all on me.
I do. Now get out of here. Get out of my office.
All right, York. I'll get out.
When I want you, I'll call you.
Yeah. Yeah, sure thing. You just call me when you want me.
Blandon?
Yeah?
From now on, Nizer's going to be hard to get along with.
That's what I thought.
Maybe we should try to get along without him.
Well, I...
You get what I mean?
I guess I do.
Take care of it.
All right. I'll take care of Nizer.
If you don't, Blandon... He might take care of you.
I don't like the way the Secret Service is watching Prairie Bend. That Lone Ranger's around here somewhere. To say nothing of all the others that are looking for Darwin.
You've got to have Darwin to decode the plans, eh?
Yes.
And he's in Mexico.
I'll send someone down there to get Darwin.
Who'll you send?
Darwin's friends.
What?
Yes. You see, Blandon, Darwin was traveling with an Indian and a 14-year-old boy named Dan. He lit out across the border, thinking he was chasing the men who robbed him, and left those two behind.
Yeah?
Well, I convinced them that Darwin was an outlaw, that Nizer and I were on the side of law and order. They're preparing to go to Mexico and bring Darwin back.
Well, Paul,
As a matter of fact, the boy's here in Prairie Bend right now getting supplies for the trip. The Indian's at my home between here and the border.
York, I've got to hand it to you. You've not only taken Darwin's friends, you're using them to get Darwin back in your hands.
All I want you to do, Blandon, is to keep an eye out for the Lone Ranger. Make sure he doesn't get Darwin before I do.
All right, York.
And incidentally, get Nizer.
The town of Prairie Bend seemed to have become the focal point of those searching the surrounding country for some sign of the missing Secret Service man. Dan Reed heard frequent mention of the manhunt as he went from store to store. He knew someone was being hunted, but he didn't know who. Neither did he know that the much-sought-for man was a member of the Secret Service. He paid scant attention to the snatches of talk that came to him until he stopped at the livery stable. He heard a familiar name. Paused to listen. Then he forgot the unfinished trading. He forgot the errand that had brought him to the livery stable. He leaped to the saddle and shouted to his horse.
Get up, Victor!
Dan covered the distance between Prairie Bend and York's ranch in record-breaking time. Tonto saw him coming and knew that Dan brought stirring news.
Oh, Victor, ho, boy, ho, ho.
Dan, you ride from town plenty fast. What wrong?
Nothing wrong, Tonto.
but I had to get back from Prairie Bend to tell you the news.
You better unsaddle Victor and rub him down good. Him got plenty hot. You run him so hard.
Sure. Sure, I'll take care of him. But Tonto, you know what Mr. York told us about Mr. Jefferson being an outlaw?
Uh-huh.
We weren't sure whether we should believe it or not.
That's right.
Well, Tonto, wait till I tell you. You remember the lawman you and the Lone Ranger told me about? The one that the Lone Ranger helped in the Oklahoma Territory when the Doherty gang was broken up.
You remember. Him named Smiley Royson.
That's right. Well, Tonto, he's in Prairie Bend.
You sure?
Yes. I heard several people mentioning his name, Smiley Royson. He's been made a United States Marshal.
Oh, that's good. Him make heap fine Marshal.
But, Tonto, I think he's looking for Mr. Jefferson.
Why you think that, Dan?
I heard Royson talking to the Secret Service man, Mr. Baker.
Oh.
You see, I was going to say hello to Royson and tell him that I'd heard about him. I went to his office and he was talking to some men, so I didn't go in.
Oh.
He was describing the man he wanted. I'm dead certain it's Jefferson.
Him not call him by name.
I didn't want to stay around and be caught listening. They didn't mention any name while I was there.
Jefferson, him seem like plenty good feller.
Yes, but...
We not know anything about him.
Only what he himself said, that he was beaten and robbed and left for dead.
That's right.
There's really no proof of what he said. I'll bet he is an outlaw. And golly, Tonto, we were trying to help him.
Well, we go to Mexico, find Jefferson, bring him back here. Then maybe we get truth.
Oh, golly, Tonto.
What matter?
I was in such a hurry to get back here, I forgot some of the supplies. I guess I'll have to make another trip to town.
Smiley Royson was proud of his new badge. The two-gun lawman from Oklahoma Territory was alone in the office when Baker of the Secret Service opened the door.
Is your name Royson?
That's right. What can I do for you, mister?
Marshal Royson, huh?
I had orders from Washington to drop in and make your acquaintance.
Washington?
My name's Baker. Baker of the Secret Service.
Well, shake. Glad to know you, Baker.
Same. Have you had any news on Darwin yet?
Oh, I just took office.
I know I shouldn't rush you, of course.
Say, Baker, just who is this Darwin gent? I mean, what'd he do?
Sorry, Royson, but I can't tell you a thing you don't already know. Finding Jeff Darwin is the most important job in the West today.
Oh, I gathered that much. But why? I've heard that the best trackers and scouts in the country are trying to find his trail.
Have you?
Well, I don't mind working in the dark, but I'd sure like to know what this is all about.
Well, I can tell you this much. Finding Jeff Darwin is so important to our government that the Lone Ranger was called in to help in the manhunt.
The Lone Ranger? Why, of all...
And incidentally, he was the man who requested that you be appointed to this office.
Well, what do you think of that? The Lone Ranger... Excuse me, please.
Come in. You the marshal?
No, you dumbbell. I'm just keeping this badge warm for him until he gets back. Now, what do you want?
That's a pretty good joke. Keeping it warm, eh? Well, I got a message here for you.
Message? From who?
I don't know. Some outlaw. Fellow riding a white horse and wearing a black mask over his face. Give me a dollar.
Hey, give me that message.
Hey.
All right, now beat it.
Well, gee, Willikers, don't you want to know what it said even? Ain't you going to let me...
Go on home and write me a letter about it.
Oh, a man riding a white horse, huh?
Here, let me open this message.
Wearing a mask.
Yeah, it's him, Baker. It's...
Well...
I reckon it's clear enough now why Jeff Darwin was so important.
What do you mean?
This note from the Lone Ranger explains everything. He says Darwin's dead, but that he's found the missing plans.
He has? Where?
It says for us to meet him tonight by Starvation Rock and he'll turn him over to us. Says also to bring $1,000. Payment in full.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. now to continue our story. Aaron York's new right-hand man, Blandon, was out of breath when he reached York's office.
Blandon, what's the matter with you?
Listen, we ain't got a minute to lose.
Take it easy. Tell me what's happened.
The plans, the Lone Ranger. We gotta hurry.
Plans, what about...
He got him, I tell you, the masked man.
Ah, nonsense, Blandon. You've been drinking? Here, the plans are right in my desk. By the way, did you take care of our friend Neisser?
Never mind Neisser, I tell you. The plans, where are they?
Right here in my desk, as I told you. See, Blandon?
I don't understand.
Hey, wait a minute. Blandon.
Huh?
Look. Look here. These are pages of blank paper. The plans are gone.
I was right then. The masked man's got them.
Hawk, you idiot. What happened?
I was on my way over to the hotel to look for Neisser. I spotted a masked man down the street.
Yeah?
Saw him hand a note to some fella. Before I could think what to do, he was gone.
Go on.
I followed the fella he gave the note to. Down to the office, I knew Marshall. I snuck up close to the window, hear what I could.
What'd you hear?
The Marshal, Smiley Royce, said that the Lone Ranger had found the plans and wanted to meet the Marshal and Baker of the Secret Service tonight.
Where?
Starvation Rock.
Oh. Well, Blandon, looks like we underestimated the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
But as I said before, that man can stop a .45 slug the same as any other man. And tonight he's going to. We'll get those plans back and take care of the Lone Ranger at the same time.
It's been a long time since Aaron York had taken part in a night ride. But now, with the promise of death to the Lone Ranger, the gang leader wanted to be certain. The outline of Starvation Rock was barely visible in the distance when York and Blandon stopped their horses.
Oh. We're not taking any chances, Blandon.
Yeah. I heard that the masked man's got eyes like a cat.
Be quiet now. We'll leave the horses ground hitched and walk from here. Don't shoot until I say so, you hear?
Hey, don't worry.
Come on. There's the rock. Ain't no sign of him.
Yeah, we're early.
That's good. For a shot at the Lone Ranger, we can afford to wait. I just hope he gets here before Royson and Baker... That way we can get him and get the plans back before they arrive.
Yeah. Are we going to get a little closer?
No. Let's get back here, behind the brush. All right. Now be quiet. When he shows up...
Listen.
Blandon, it's him. Look at that white horse.
Yeah.
Get your gun ready. We can't miss.
That rock ain't 30 feet away.
Now, quiet now. Let him come up and stop. When I give the signal, start shooting, you hear? And don't stop until your guns are empty.
Sure.
All right. Let him have it.
We got him.
Good work.
Knocked him clear out of the saddle.
Come on.
You was right, Mr. York. The Lone Ranger can stop lead just like any other man.
We must have hit him a dozen times.
They're coming. The Marshal and Baker.
Here we are. Come on, give me a hand. Help me fire those cannons.
He dead?
Sure he's dead, you fool. You think anyone could live?
Here they are. Got the plans?
Yeah, now come on. Let's get away from here. Duck back into the shadows. Get back the horses. They can't see us.
They just fired to let us know they was coming. Sort of warning shots.
It's an ambush, Baker. Someone shot the Lone Ranger.
The plans? What about the plans, Royson?
Here, help me. He's dead, Baker.
But what about the plans? Are they still here?
I don't know. You hear that?
Yeah.
Baker, you look for the plans and get his body back to town, will you? Steady there. I'm going after the man that shot my best friend. Get up there.
Under cover of darkness, the Secret Service man lifted the lifeless form of the masked man to the back of the white horse and returned to Prairie Bend. From the coroner's, he went to the marshal's office, lighted the lamps, and waited. He knew, by the way Smiley Royson entered the room, that the killers had escaped.
No luck, eh, Royson?
They got away, Baker. But not for long.
What are you doing?
Taking this door off my shirt.
But why?
Here. I'm turning in my badge, Baker. Notify the government, will you?
Well, now, hold on, Smiley.
I quit.
But you can't quit. Now we need you more than ever.
Back of that badge, I'm a lawman. When a lawman gets a criminal, he's supposed to give him the protection of the law.
But, Smiley, you
can't...
I'm going
to find the trail of the men who killed the Lone Ranger. I'm staying on that trail until I get those men. And when I get them, I'm going in shooting.
Now, listen to reason, Smiley.
Baker, you can talk yourself blue in the face. I'm not going to make any arrests on this job. I'm going out to kill. Understand? Yeah. Now, where is he?
The coroner told me to leave him in the back room. He'll be over in a little while.
Oh, I see.
Smiley, for the time at least, it might be better to keep this particular murder a secret.
Yeah.
When the word that the Lone Ranger is dead gets around, it'll shake the country.
That's right. I'm going to see him. Baker, if I could tell you how much the friendship of the Lone Ranger meant to me and to 1,000 other lawmen...
Well, I'll light the lamp in here.
Yeah. Hey, wait. You, back there in the corner, get your hands up, quick!
Who's there?
Hello, Smiley.
That voice.
Good to see you again.
The Lone Ranger alive.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, but look over there where the moonlight comes in. There's a dead man.
Yes, he's still there.
Oh, what a relief. Baker, shake hands with the Lone Ranger.
Hello, Baker. How are you?
Well, who's the dead man, do you know?
Well, Baker, I've never seen him before. But it's plain that he figures somewhere in this case. Otherwise, he wouldn't have impersonated me.
He never got away with it if it hadn't been dark. Now, here, maybe this will help. Here's a message I got this afternoon. I thought it was from you.
Oh, I see.
I should have known it was phony. I wondered about that part about bringing $1,000, but I figured you'd answer that when I saw you.
Now, this dead man knew about the plans.
Yeah?
Someone else knew that he had them.
Well, they knew about it all right. They also knew the rendezvous. We heard the shots as we were on the way there.
Smiley, Baker.
Yeah?
This man may be dead, but if we play our cards right, he can still be a big help to us.
Huh?
The people involved think I'm dead. Let them continue to think so.
Yeah?
With one exception. You know my friend, Toto?
Oh, sure.
If you see him, tell him the truth.
You figure that somewhere close by is a man or men that killed this hombre, and you want them to keep on thinking they shot the Lone Ranger. Is that it?
Yes. And sooner or later, they may overplay their hands. I believe this man was carrying the plans. Probably some kind of a quarrel within the gang, and he decided to double-cross his partners.
Well, that's likely.
That means that Jeff Darwin does not have the plans.
Say... Could that man be Darwin?
No, Baker, I made sure of that.
Well, whoever shot that gent has got the plan.
That's right. And it's a definite lead. I'll be in touch with both of you.
Well, you needn't go out the window.
Silver's waiting out here.
Baker, he's alive. The Lone Ranger's riding again. Where'd I leave that badge? I'm still a United States Marshal.
Come on, Silver.
Dan and Tonto, knowing nothing about the events concerning the stolen and recovered plans and the death of Nizer, started out at daybreak. Aaron York and Blandon were on hand at York's ranch to see them off.
Believe me, you two will earn the everlasting gratitude of the whole community if you bring that man you know as Jefferson back from Mexico.
We sure will try, Mr. York.
And there might be a nice reward for you.
We try and find him.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Get up.
Get him up, Scout.
Think they'll find him, York?
I think so. That Indian has a knack of following trails.
Woodry and Smitty are ahead of Darwin, aren't they?
Yes. Darwin's following them.
Thinking he's following the men that have his stolen plan.
Yeah.
Well, at least there's one thing we don't have to worry about. The Lone Ranger's out of our way.
True. But I still want Nizer out of the way. I want...
What's the matter?
Look over there on top of that hill.
What is it? Oh, two horsemen, eh?
Seem to be coming this way.
It'll be some time before they get here.
Come on over to the house. We'll meet them there. You know who those two horsemen are?
I can just about see them to know their faces. One is that Secret Service man, Baker.
And the other's the new marshal, Smiley Royson.
Yeah?
Landon, I don't like this. They're following tracks.
Yeah?
Our tracks. The ones you and I made after we got the Lone Ranger last night.
Coming right here to your ranch.
It was Royson and Baker who fired on us after we shot that masked man.
Yeah.
Well, they've seen us sitting here on the porch.
Well, what do you tell them?
Have to tell them something. Good thing I stayed here this morning instead of going to my office in town.
Yeah.
Landon, neither one of those men are fools.
That's right.
They followed the tracks to my home. They'll know the masked man killers are here. Unless
what?
Unless they have tracks to follow away from here.
And you've got to give them tracks away from here.
I'll put on an act.
Say, aren't you the new marshal?
That's what I am.
Just the man I want to see. I had horse thieves here at my place.
What's that? Horse thieves? You hear that, Baker?
Yeah. They sneaked in during the night, left a couple of horses, and took two of mine. We spotted their tracks going south.
Did you see them?
No, but you can see the tracks over there, fresh tracks.
Come on, Baker. We're getting close. Get up there.
Let him charge the Indian with murder. He won't believe anything the Redskin or Dan says.
But the Indian won't be able to find Darwin for us if he's arrested.
When he's arrested, Blandon, I'll find Darwin myself.
Well, there's a situation that wouldn't happen again in a million years. Dan and Tonto are right between two forces of the law. They're trailing Darwin, thinking he's an outlaw, and being trailed by the United States Marshal, who thinks they're outlaws. But the Lone Ranger is still alive. He'll take a hand in affairs, and things will move fast. Be sure to tune in to the next episode.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.